This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
From Television City in Hollywood, CBS presents Cher. With guest star Bette Midler.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara.
Bye.
Josh Schroeder.
Josh!
And Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Bette Midler got quite a round of applause, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, she really did. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I am still under the influence of Novocaine after my dentist's visit today. And I have also had uppers and lower bonding repaired on my teeth, and I am I have experienced a chip in my upper bonding.
Oh.
Can I ask you're preparing for retirement.
Can I ask you a question about the Novocaine? Yeah, I do. I see it. My father, before he got sick at the end of his life, he lost a big hunk of his front tooth because he lost bonding. I said, how did you chip your tooth? He said, you know, I don't know. I said, you know, how did you do it? He said, drinking a beer bottle without using my hands at PJ Skidoo's.
Drinking a beer bottle?
Yeah, like picking like up the beer bottle with his teeth.
Oh, my God.
And I said, that's my paw.
At PJ Skidoo's, a fine Greek-owned establishment that I used to know the owners of.
My dad loved every bar. What the Novocaine, what is this dentist that you went to, obviously we used to share a dentist who was really liberal with the Novocaine.
Will, you know, since you brought it up first, I will play a game with you right now.
Great.
Because this game is designed specifically for you.
Great.
And I am not going to give you any hints, but because the only hint being it's designed for you.
Great. Okay.
And because it is designed for you, I will not give one hint, but I will play the game. Guess my dentist's name. Josh, you can play as well.
I would have to guess it has to be something to do with pain or dentistry. I will say...
You are, and I can answer all the questions if I choose to. You are incorrect.
I am incorrect. Okay.
I'm just impressed that Rob's going to a dentist term instead of a nationality term.
Ah,
as
that's
far
true.
As the last name.
Yes.
Well, you know, Josh, you've taught me well. I would think, is it an overtly ethnic name?
No.
Okay. You see, Josh, there was no reason to go there, and yet you planted that seed. Does he share the name with a famous person?
Yes.
Okay. And it is a he?
Yes.
Of course, because women are hygienists. And
stop it.
Men are doctors.
Stop it. No, I had a very, very nice dentist who was a lady.
Okay.
We had a lady at the radio station who was a very beautiful lady who was a dentist. And, you know, I don't want to be sexist, but the beauty dentist equation did not work correctly.
No, it doesn't.
Correctly, I say, as I am unable to, because of this part of my mouth, I am unable to pronounce correctly.
Before I venture my first guess, I have to ask, have you eaten anything since you've gotten the Novocaine, and did it fall out of your mouth?
The first substance that I have taken into my body all day is this beverage.
Okay, have you bitten your lip or the side of your mouth?
No,
or
I have not.
Good, that means that
I put more pressure down on the tooth than I needed to, and therefore it's temporary. It'll be repaired on Friday, and it is what it is.
One time after a very big dose of Novocaine, I went to Jersey Mike's, and it was just hard to keep the lettuce in my mouth. But now here is my guess.
Now, can I just, Rob and I tend to digress, folks, so just bear with us. But I will tell you that that is a fat guy move, too. Where you will acquire the food prior to really being able to appreciate the food.
Well,
would that be accurate, right, with Novocaine?
I was hungry.
I'm hungry, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm hungry too, but I haven't gone there. But not necessarily because I'm not a fat guy,
right?
Because I am still so under this Novocaine on my left side that I would be worried that I'd bite my tongue off.
See, my dentist shares a parking lot with a Burger King. And I hate Burger King, but I am hungry every time I come out of the dentist.
Yeah.
There it is.
I would go after a physical. I would often hit, because the doctor was in Fairfax at that point, I would go to the diner after I saw the doctor. And he said, you know, are you eating as well as you can? Blah, 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 all that stuff.
Right.
And then I'd go have fried eggs and pork chops and say, what a great day this has been so far.
I will give you one hint.
Okay. Well, I have a guess before the hint.
All right. Go ahead.
Dr. Stallone.
It is not, and I will say this. No, I'm not going to give you that hint. You'll get it. You'll get it too fast. It won't be as much fun.
Okay.
And we won't be able to do what we do better than anything else, which is fill time.
I think that it is Dr. Vance.
Yeah, that is incorrect.
Is it a political name that I'm looking for, or showbiz name?
It is not a political name.
Okay, but maybe not a showbiz name then.
I didn't say that.
I said maybe. Is it Dr. Limerick?
Because it is not Dr. Limerick.
Noted ABC newsman Doug Limerick.
Dude Walker and Doug Limerick. Hello.
Is it someone that, you won't answer this, but I'll try. Is it someone we've met?
No.
Okay. Then it's not Dr. Swayze.
No. You're right now.
You're spinning out.
Currently, you are definitely spinning out, and you're not even.
All right.
Not, which makes it more pleasant for me because I want this to be.
Dr. Wiley from TV's The Pit, Noah Wiley.
That is, boy, you really are. No.
Okay,
no.
Well, I mean,
and that's
you haven't given me any direction.
His name on the show is not Dr. Wiley.
Well, no, he's a doctor on the show, but yeah. So, yeah, I misphrased
it. His name is Dr. Robbie.
Yes, exactly. And he has the charge nurse, Dana.
Is it Dr. Robbie? It's Dr. Robbie, like it's Rabinowitz.
Short for Rabinowitz, right, which is what my mom used to call me. Did you know that?
What?
When I was a kid? Rabinowitz. Come here, Rabinowitz.
Oh, because Rob.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay. See, that rapier wit runs in the family. That's what it does.
Yes. Well, it was a broken home, Mike.
Oh, God. That's the early. It is not Dr. Geronimo. It is not Dr. Acula.
That's like pretty Dracula. Funny. Yes.
It is not Dr. Buzz.
All right.
Now that the chat group has taken it upon themselves to join in, and God bless every one of them. We love having them participate on the show.
Dr. McCartney.
No, and you're able to ask questions.
Okay. Is it the celebrity that we are matching up with a musical-oriented celebrity?
I didn't say celebrity.
Oh, that's true. You just said someone in, perhaps, in show business. Okay, is this person
associated? All right, I will give you a hint that might help you out.
Okay, I appreciate a hint, because we really haven't had one yet.
Remember, we're talking about doctor.
Right.
Is a dentist really a doctor?
If it's a man, it is.
Yes, of course. Dr. Tom.
If it's a man, it is.
If not, it's like a nurse or something, maybe a teacher. So what is the hint? Can you smile like that some more?
Hi. I like Laura Ingraham.
Yeah, exactly. Except you can move your face.
Oh, my God, I do a Laura Ingraham look. Here we go.
Oh, I don't like that.
So how do you feel about the way they do things?
So the hint is, because we really don't have a hint yet.
The hint is doctor. As a matter of fact, the last name or the first name is irrelevant because this person in the name has doctor. There it is.
All right. Is it Dr. Detroit?
No.
Okay.
But you're on the right now. You're finally back on the rails a little bit.
Okay, good. Dr. Fever?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to think of other famous doctors, people that use doctor in their
name.
And
these are not my new teeth.
The same old teeth?
How about if we're going with famous doctors, Dr. Drew?
No, but you, Mr. Soroka, have passed your brother there and done a very nice job. And I won't call him your brother. I used to say that to Rob and Oscar. I don't want to say that again. That to me is bad juju.
Talk about a broken home. How about, is it Dr. Oz?
No, but you're both on the right track.
Okay, so it's got Dr. Phil.
No.
Damn it. Not right, Dr. McGraw either.
Last all hint. Right. Think about what you like. Rob Spiewak.
Dr. Divorce?
No. God damn. Wow.
This is my dentist, Dr. Annulment.
No. You can't do an annulment. You've been married too long.
I know. Does it have to do with... By the way,
there is all truth in humor.
Yes.
Might I, as we proceed through the show,
right.
do I have permission to inquire about that comment later in the broadcast?
There's no need to, but yes, of course. I mean, things have not changed.
There's always a need to.
You know I love soda, but Dr. Pepper doesn't fit in with everything.
How about Dr. House?
No.
So, yeah, I think it's got to be like a real-life doctor.
A real doctor who we see on the television screen.
Doctor unemployment.
Is it...
That's funny. Is that about my current state? Is
Dr. Laura?
No.
Okay, not Dr.
Laura. It's a guy.
Yeah, but I mean...
We established that already.
Laura could be a surname.
Who's that doctor up in Pennsylvania that tried to run for politics?
He tried to run for politics.
He ran for politics.
Nobody went to Dr. Oz.
Mehmet Oz is running for politics. Yes. It was in all the papers.
And Rob used to just call him Mehmet, and I love that.
Yes.
He's my favorite doctor named Mehmet. Doctor.
All right, I'm going to try it again.
Strange Love.
No, I'm going to try it again.
Doctor, no.
All right, now listen.
Okay.
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You are, this is, your world is not massive. Your world is very small.
Mm-hmm.
So think about your world, the things you like, the things you care about, put it in the showbiz category, and now try to guess again.
All right. So thinking out loud, Josh, and maybe if I'm steering wrong, you can assist. So this is a doctor. The name has doctor in it. It applies to me because of my small world. We were closest with Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil.
Correct.
So it's probably a TV doctor.
It's a TV doctor.
Yes. No, it's not a TV doctor.
Oh. No, because this is things you like.
But is it a doctor that comes on like the news for interviews?
No.
That they call him up. All right.
Doctor Who?
No.
Okay.
And I think I have to track him. You have to do this. Okay.
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. You know what? I will not look at the chat because I think someone in the chat has said something.
I'm assuming
they haven't gotten it, but they've
I do like that someone said Dr. Fauci.
They've thrown a dart dangerously close.
Okay. So not Dr. Fauci, celebrity doctor. Dr. Nick.
Dr. Nick.
Yes!
Congratulations.
Yes!
Well done.
Yes. Yes.
Well done.
Yes, Dr. Nick. Of course it's Dr. Nick.
Young guy.
Yes.
Good guy. Nice guy.
Handing out pills a lot, was he?
Smart guy. Really good guy.
So
liked him a lot.
People should know that, we just had the 49th anniversary of Elvis's passing. The majority of the pills that killed...
He died in August, right?
Yep, August 16th. The majority of the pills that killed Elvis were prescribed by a guy named Dr. George Nikopoulos.
Yes, Sam Walker, OBX. Dr. Nick was Elvis's doctor.
And Elvis called him Dr. Nick, but also Dr.
No, there
Nick-
was a guy in the chat group that, Suck Chick said Dr. Elvis.
Oh, that's not a name. No, that wouldn't be. Mm-hmm. When Elvis was dying or in close to death, Dr. Nick was pressuring Elvis to invest in a racquetball court business. So he was just a bad guy.
Dr. Nick was?
Yeah, he said make a fortune.
Yeah, but when he was dying, that's not accurate because he was not standing outside of the bathroom.
This is true.
When Elvis was straining his stool.
What I should have said is when he was close to death.
Okay.
Because, it came so suddenly, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He went up to read in the bathroom, and he strained his stool, and he fell, and stopped breathing because of the shag carpeting.
But the report goes that he may have fallen after he passed.
Well, yeah, Yeah. Well, you see, here's the thing.
I know more about this than you do.
So here's the thing that a lot of people.
Then he fell?
Here's the thing that a lot of people are.
He died on the toilet.
All right. How far after retirement?
Stop it. That's not even funny. Not even funny. The thing is that although it's never been shared, some of the Memphis Mafia have come out and said that Elvis in his bathroom also had a reading chair. He had like a comfy chair in the bathroom. And there are some theories that
The fun in that?
Well, I mean, the very fact that you would have a room like a bathroom that you would have a comfy chair in, I think that's pretty fun.
Well, I think it speaks to the size of the domicile that you have.
Or it's where he likes to have his meetings.
Yeah, it could be.
So someone else can come and have
LBJ
a seat.
Did it. He took meetings when he was on the shitter.
Mm-hmm. He did, as a matter of fact.
So, he absolutely did that. Yeah.
Also, a theory I have heard is that the initial fall was face first into shag carpeting that prevented him from breathing.
Yeah, that might have been the case. But
that he might have been revivable, but he was not.
This entire discussion is predicated on the fact that I did attend the dental situation today. And before we go to an actual tape of me in the chair,
mm-hmm.
I did get... you don't know how close you are.
Seriously?
Giving Michael a PTSD.
Smoke!
Yeah, that's smoke. You remember Bill Cosby before he got canceled and he used to be funny? He had the joke. He said, "You're in the dentist chair and you see and smell smoke."
And by the way, Joel Rosenbaum, LBG, did also talk about his ball sack.
Yep.
Thank you. And he was talking to the president of Hager Pants.
You know what? I would like to re-listen to that on the bonus show this week.
That is a fabulous. Can we do it on the bonus show this week?
100% we can do it.
Lyndon Baines Johnson ordering pants from the president of the Hager Pants Company, talking about his ball sack.
And when you picture, and you were the one that made it so clear to me, is when you picture LBJ, that like not in the presidential way, he's always like in an outfit that's like, khakis and some sort of matching
like a
coat.
Uniform.
Yes, that's what he wore.
Like a Dickies kind of uniform.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So listen, before I play the commentary from the actual dentist chair I was in today,
mm-hmm.
Right afterwards you said that I have anything to eat. I didn't have anything to eat, but I did grab a cup of coffee. Let's roll the tape of me grabbing a cup of coffee at the coffee shop. After having Novocaine.
Right.
All over
my
mouth.
Hi, Mr. Weber.
Put coffee, please. Coffee.
Oh, coffee.
Coffee.
Best Novocaine scene in film, right here. Maybe the only one.
Dudley Moore, so good.
In the movie 10.
Yeah.
I love this scene. Probably my favorite in the movie.
I haven't seen this movie in so long.
Flirting with the lovely blonde who's...
Exactly.
By the way, his picture is on the cover of that magazine. Famous composer he plays.
Yes.
Now he flirts with her again.
He lacks control.
You know what the great thing about Dudley Moore in that movie? Because Dudley Moore could have, he did Arthur, and then that was pretty much it.
Well, you know what? He has a great, though small part in Foul Play.
Yeah.
That is, Mike.
You can't count it.
You can. If you
really
watch it,
can?
It's. Yes. He is not only his scene, probably the best scene in the movie, then he has a great callback at the end of the movie. It's worth it for watching.
The thing
that's
great about 10 is that he does little sounds like that, where the only reaction he's good is, which was just, and then later on he's on the phone with the police. It's just beautiful. That is you know what? I got to go back. That movie is probably a little dated, obviously, because it's 30 years old, 40 years old. And to go back and look at it, it's just, it's so very 70s/80s.
Bo Derek, right?
Bo Derek at her Bo Derek-iest.
And Blake
incredible.
Edwards directed it.
Yeah, and man, oh man. And what do you like to do to Ravel's bolero? And she looks at him in her Bo Derek way and goes, fuck. It was see, I got Novocaine going on right now. That is just, that is something else. And you wouldn't, I don't think they'd put that in a movie today. Would they?
They might not. No, I don't know. Hard to say. They, you know what? I think for a movie to
You're playing that, right?
For the movie to be marketable, they really need to keep it a PG-13, which only allows you to say fuck once. So you would really have to make it count.
And I think that Dudley Moore did have a club foot.
Yeah.
As one of our older listeners would ask that question, and I think that, you know.
And Paul before you DJed at Raffles too, didn't you DJ at Club Foot?
Club Foot.
Great dance club.
So anyway, let's go to the tape of me. This is actually, okay, so I got uppers, work done on the uppers, work done on the lowers, and this is me after the Novocaine.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike, and I'm going to tell you right now that this is as numb as I have ever been in a dentist's office in my entire life. I have been numbed on top, and I have been numbed on the bottom. And I am not faking this for one second. I am telling you the truth. Here's to dentistry, a wonderful art form. And I am delighted to be with you. Now, as we speak, it is high noon, 12 noon.
Almost 3.5 hours ago.
Wow.
I have a little procedure on the bottom, and then I will be, hopefully, well, I'm going in anyway. I am scheduled to tape my show at 3 p.m., 3 hours from now. We'll see what happens, but I'll be playing this video. Bye.
Mike, you sound like another great broadcaster, Dennis Murphy.
Ah, yes, the wonderful
Come on, Bull.
Dennis,
hello, Bull.
Man, oh, man, it was something else. And, you know, nowadays we all think to record when we, you know, it didn't seem like we were always recording everything, but now we are recording everything. So salute
it's convenient.
To Dr.
Yeah.
Nick. And
we have a recording machine in our pocket at all times.
It's very, very exciting, isn't it? It really, really is. All right, so the first practice of the fall for travel baseball last night, and then the first golf tryout. He has to try out for the golf team. That was canceled because we're getting thunderstorms down here. And the practice last night was fine.
It was fine.
Well, we were very excited because there's a coach who was a coach for Michael in the past, and he has a new coach this year. And they combined them, and so the old coach and the new coach
like surgery?
There were two teams that were kind of combined.
Okay.
So the you know.
So who's the head coach?
The head coach is there, and then the other coach is there, and they both were there together and running the thing.
Did you feel if I were there, I probably would have been watching the coaches as much as I watch my
here.
Kids.
I have to be careful here.
Okay.
I don't want to get into trouble.
Okay, I just want to say, did they seem to get along and be on
yes.
the same
It had
same
nothing to do with either
page.
One of them. This is
okay,
my
great.
Own right. insecurity, my own angst, my own paranoia. This is the way I feel at all times.
Okay. Do you?
I am paranoid about the old coach. I am paranoid
the
because
older
of my
coach.
Because I believe I'm judged on my behavior from the past. And
you
I'm,
are.
I yeah.
Yeah,
I,
it doesn't go away, but you can improve on it. I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, of course, you can always improve, and I'm still there.
Yeah. You need to just start a new baseline this year. That's all. Yeah.
A little Novocaine before the practice, and he'll never forget you.
Yeah.
Put it right in the brain. Put the Novocaine right in
Nova brain.
In my brain. But, you know, there it is.
Are you excited that fall ball is here? Because it seems like, wow, just yesterday you were playing summer ball.
I would be, but at the same time, there was a catcher that played in front of my son who went on to another league.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of his age. He just chose to go on to it. You know, as Josh will tell
so
you,
that,
they switch travel teams all the time, some of these kids. And
but that's good news for Michael.
One would think, except the fact that they brought in another catcher.
Oh. Yeah.
And this guy is, what do they call it? It's a redo. It's a repurpose, retry, where they hold back a year.
Where he's like 20 years old?
Yeah, where they hold him back from. He gets to do it all over again. Whatever
is it,
that is.
Is it redshirted? Is that
happening? No,
is that,
no, it's just a thing. It's re something. Somebody, not ringer. Is it, thank you.
Rhiannon? God,
do people always have to say something when it pops right into their brain? Yes. No, it's not. Yeah.
Reanimate would be good, and then his head could blow up.
No, I'm sorry, I don't know it, but he's spectacular.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if he's spectacular, but he's good, and he's fast as lightning. Thank you, Joe Rosenbaum, for the 100 jewels.
Does this break Michael's heart?
No.
That he is as good as he is?
No. Okay. But it's just it's a thing. And mm-hmm. and now, you know, as I was not expecting this, mm-hmm. You know, add it to wherever we are. We'll see. It is what I'm not going to. This is the year that I choose to just look at it for what it is. It's development.
Is it reclassification?
Reclass. He's a reclass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he is not 20 years old. No, he's not.
Maybe 14.
Okay.
It says that you would reclass your child so that he is older and more physically mature than the other players.
Yes.
Mm. And with this new catcher there, mm-hmm. obviously a stumbling block for Michael getting time to play, does that make you fear the fact that you're going to get emotionally invested and say something you regret?
No. I left the practice last night feeling a tad unsettled. It was mm-hmm. later because now they're older. So it was a little later. And, you know, it was. And I had the dentist this morning. And so it was just it was a thing. And it is what it is.
It's like a backup catcher and the main catcher gets hurt. So he says, it's finally my opportunity. And then the team trades for a better guy.
That's kind of what happened.
Mm.
That's kind of what happened.
But he's okay with it.
I don't know.
Okay.
How was practice? Was he still catching, or did they move him to another position?
They did. They didn't have practices that really involved a lot of catching. It was a lot of fielding mm-hmm. and then some batting practice. And so
how do you get this guy out of the way?
I have no idea.
You know, a little Tommy John surgery.
The late Tommy John.
Yes. The speed was something to behold.
Yeah.
The speed was something to that what to if me you is put, you want to distinguish your kid in baseball. Get him with instead of the batting and the hitting and the pitching and all that, get him with somebody who can work on his running. That's what I would do.
Wouldn't it be a shame if something untoward happened to find its way into this new catcher's orange slices?
No. We're done talking about this now.
Yeah, in the could way. Be. Oh, a tree root can make him fall, and that'll ruin a career.
So everything's A-OK. The house is coming together here in Florida. I am spot painting around very successfully little areas that were needing in
did
need of
touch-up. Did you try the
spray? I did
the
not. I sprayed the orange peel. It was fine. It will pass, but the area that I've sprayed, if you stared at it, you would say that little area in the center of it is not what I would describe as orange peel. And as I look at my walls right now in the studio, I say to myself, how do they manage to get that orange peel surface everywhere perfectly? And then I wasn't able to patch the wall and do it.
The orange peel spray, it's like a texture, as we discussed earlier.
Yes.
But is it transparent? Do you use the same orange peel spray on any color wall?
I don't know.
No, it's a white. It's white generally, and they do spray it on the wall before painting. So then they paint on top of it.
That's exactly what I did, and I used a can. And maybe I went too soon after I sprayed because it kind of flattened out.
I can always
paint it again because I've got the can out in the garage. But I think that I'm doing a better job of being handy. I think paint, I'm being more successful.
Is the paint the original paint that you had left over, or did you have to go and have another quart mixed up?
I have a tiny little quart. And it's not like the quart can. It's more like a quart plastic container of paint.
Where you can unscrew it?
Where you unscrew it. And it worked quite nicely, thank you.
How's it taste?
It tastes a little cinnamony.
Yeah, and, I like that.
You know, with a little afterburn of sour.
Oh, yeah, that's the good paint.
Just a tiny little bit.
Mike, that must be glidden.
Yeah. No, it tasted to me like tasted like either Sherwin or Williams. I'm not sure which one, but had a little flavor to it.
How did you feel when they broke up? They were a lovely couple.
Sherwin and Williams?
Yeah, they were a great couple for so long.
They were fantastic. And of course, for people that don't know, paint was not their first foray into consumer relations.
Really?
Sherwin played the piano, and Williams was the lyricist. And they wrote most of the music for Paul Anka, believe it or not.
Yeah, I remember this now.
Hey, Sherwin, and they did a musical, you know.
Yeah.
The musical was not a smash, but it did run. It ran for at least one season, and it was called Crotches Poppin'.
I remember that. It was at the Winter Garden.
The Winter Garden Theater.
Yeah, Crotches Poppin' was, and it was great. And they used to bring in different stars to keep it fresh.
Yes.
Just to make sure that if you had seen it one week, next week a new crotch might pop.
Yeah, and they weren't the, mega stars, but because it was a comedy musical,
right.
Let me see, one week they had Kip Adada.
I remember.
The next week, who was the guy that they brought in for that? Marty Feldman did a week.
Yeah, I remember.
These are all the stars from the era. He was a kid, but
they brought in a really young Sam Champion.
He was great.
Now
you ruin it with Sam Champion.
No, he was young.
Sam Champion is a weatherman. It doesn't count. It's not into the same pyramid.
You don't think that he could sing?
Somewhere now, Fez Watley is looking down at you and shaking his head ruefully, saying, "You are not playing the comedy pyramid game properly, Sam Champion." Now you're turning it into something where they bring the celebrities onto the musical, and it doesn't work like that.
Did David Doyle do a turn on stage?
David Doyle did not. No,
okay.
No. David
Just
Doyle.
Checking.
It didn't fit the bill, really.
He auditioned.
He did, but he didn't make it. All right, I'm done. I'm done with this now. He auditioned, just drove me out of the bit. I can no longer do that. I want to hear about one thing before we go to break that involves Rob, and it is this soda can. Why did you bring this to us, and what does it mean?
Okay,
please?
We've discussed before, and many of us have a separate refrigerator, sometimes in your garage. Josh has one that holds like six cans in his office. But to keep drinks separate from the rest of the refrigerator, because upstairs, Mike, is a working refrigerator in a working kitchen. And it includes like the working quart of ice cream and the working gallon of milk.
It was the working half gallon of ice cream, if you're going to be honest with our listeners.
So I think we also had a working tub of butter at one time.
Mm-hmm. No, it was never a tub of butter, always in sticks. Come on. Get your head out of your ass. So down here in the garage, I've got an older refrigerator, but it's a good one.
Okay.
And I have thermometers on it. I keep track of it. I'm the Dr. Fauci of refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to keep the fridge between 32 and 40 degrees Fahrenheit.
I don't think there's anybody in America that actually pays attention to what they keep their refrigerator
at.
No, but I know
32 is freezing,
no,
so that seems like that's too cold for your fridge.
What if your fridge was at 45 degrees and you say, oh, this is nice. This drink is nice and cold. But all that time, bacteria is growing. Because
it's not possible.
It is possible. No. Mike, I have been tested time and time again
Bacterial infections?
For Montgomery County's health, you have to keep cold food under 40 or it is a violation.
I don't ever worry. I can reach into my refrigerator and assume something is under 40 because if it's over 40, it's going to be starting to wrinkle.
It's under 40, the over 40 is going to marry her.
Google says your fridge should be between 37 and 40.
Okay, so under 40.
Yeah, but I don't think about it. Maybe you started thinking about that when you had your food education.
Actually,
course.
I did. And your freezer should be sub-zero. It should be below zero. Even a 32 is freezing. It should be colder. Anyway, I keep a pretty close eye on my fridge. And it's normally at about 37 or 38. Okay? And every now and then, it's primarily a soda fridge, a can of soda will explode. Nasty. Business. I mean, shards of aluminum open. There's ice and caramel syrup and all this stuff all over the inside of the fridge. And I'm wondering, why is it when this happens?
Because only your fridge is too cold.
I know that, Josh. But why does only one can explode? All the cans are in there. Is there a flaw in the can? Is there something suspect about the can? Or is the can... is the can just an asshole? Because it's a horrible mess when it blows up. So I'm just... Have you ever had the exploding soda? Or I've had the exploding beer as well back in the day.
Yeah. I would say different parts of your fridge are different temperatures. It's not even.
Right.
And I would say that some of the cans have more air in them than the others.
Okay, but if you have a 30-pack, say, of Coca-Cola Zero.
And, yes.
And the earth starts to open up. And you throw the golden idol of the calf into the crevasse. But there's going to be two cans in there that are similar, at least. And they're all on the top shelf. It's not like I spread them out. They're all together. Why does one explode and not them all? Granted, I'd be happier if nothing exploded. Yeah.
It's because the carbonation amount is different.
I say wrong. I say the Coca-Cola company is enough in control. Go on, Maverick. The Coca-Cola company minds their product
this
control.
Thing to stop running.
As that, I say they're all identical. The number of bubbles in every can is identical, I would say.
I'd say there was a manufacturing issue.
Okay.
Whether it's the
with the soda or the fridge.
Carbonation or the can.
Okay.
Because it could also be when they put that cap on, it's not sealed as tight as the others.
Well, it's not a cap. It's sealed as a can.
Yeah, but it's still a cap. They do it like.
Oh, they're going now. Look, that was the Coke Zero and a Sprite. Oh, it's 7-Up. Oh, everything blew. So have you, Mike, I have to ask you, my favorite song plays, have you ever had an exploding can in your fridge?
This is, I agree with Suchik 82. This is what happens when you have too much time on your hands.
Oh yeah, also, what, hanging in the chat room? I agree.
I've never had a soda can explode in the fridge.
No, I'm allowed to do that. If they're going to take a swing right back.
Gone. Be nice to them.
I'm sorry. Josh was saying
what? I've never had a soda can explode in the fridge. It has happened before if you leave it in the freezer too long,
or you leave it in a hot car.
Yes,
but
true.
I've never had it in the fridge. Your fridge is too cold.
I know what I'm going to get, Mike.
I have to mention Joey Bag of Donuts, who says simply writes down the number 136.
That's good.
There it is.
Also, his neck size. Mike, I'm curious.
Chipping my tooth.
If you, I know if I were to ask you straight off, would you like a gift on the final podcast? And you'll say no. You'll say that the years together was gift enough. But I know what gift I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you the same model thermometer I have that monitors both your freezer and your refrigerator temperature outside your fridge. So you can know what it is.
Get me something I want.
No, I'll give you something that I want.
No. And that's the way you do it. You do gifts like that a lot. And you give people things you like.
No, not necessarily.
Well, can you put the sensor in your fridge, but just mail the other end to Mike so he can see how cold your fridge is at all times?
I don't know if I don't know if the wireless.
I'll fucking throw you into the Caribbean. I swear to God.
and we'll I'll tell you how the cold the water is.
God.
But anyway, yeah, I don't like the exploding soda cans. I just feel that if one's going to go, they should all go. It troubles me, and I hate that. And I hate the cleanup.
Look,
and it's sticky and whatnot.
When it comes to retirement, I have only one wish as far as a parting gift, you know, because I know that some people get the gold watch and, you know,
watches.
I like watches, but all I want, and it's not a lot, all I want is simply a retirement account. That's all I want. That's what I collectively, that's facilitated is fine with
but
me.
But how do you wrap that? That's the problem.
Does anything have to be in it?
And that's the thing. Yes. And then, you know, then I don't have to carry anything off the ship.
Oh, you're just going to stay on the ship?
No, you know what? If the account's significant enough. Yeah.
Where's Mike? He's living on a Margaritaville cruise vessel.
Yeah, maybe
now.
Not that line.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Although it's supposed to be spectacular on the refurbished Margaritaville.
Like a brand new cruise boat. Ship. Mike, you should see the giant flip flop.
Very exciting.
It's in the atrium.
We've run out of time.
Have we?
So what did you finish your point that I wasn't paying attention
yeah,
to?
Yeah, but I'm dissatisfied with the fact that I don't have an answer why one can would blow and not the rest of them.
Pressure.
They're under a lot of pressure.
You don't like me. Drove me away. No, it didn't. No, we have to take a break right now. And when we come back, we have tidbits.
Yes.
Because that's what we do. There was an election primary last night. Did you know that?
Did they teach you that here?
We'll have information on that. And then later on in the program, we're going to... Well, Josh wants to do this in the bonus show, doesn't he? The market. Is that what you want to do in the bonus show?
I think we need some more time for Jim.
We'll do that. Sure. We'll do, Rob at the Passport Office. 136. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this.
Jealous?
Do you like movies? Sure you do. Who doesn't? But do you feel that you need to bone up on your knowledge of classic motion pictures? You want to fix that? But where do you start? The fix is Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks, the podcast about Rob's movies. Every week, join our own Josh Soroka as he watches a classic movie hand-selected by his co-host Rob Spiewak. Rob tries to convince Josh why the movie is great, and sometimes he succeeds, but not always. So, whether it's a comedy, a horror, a western, a musical, color, or black and white, watch the movie in advance and listen in. You might learn something. You might disagree, but you will enjoy yourself. So, treat yourself. Become a Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Pixie. Just visit HicksNicksStixPix.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Tell a friend, subscribe, give it 5 stars, buy a billboard, hand out flyers, do all the things. By the way, the name is great. Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Pix.
You'd love the movie we talked about today. You would love it.
What is the movie you talked about?
Forget it, Mike. It's Chinatown.
Oh, great movie. I know that movie.
Yeah.
Josh Nicholson, Faye Dunaway.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah. John Huston.
Best.
Knife
absolutely.
Up the nose.
Yeah. What?
And a knife up the nose.
Oh, see? Yeah, I bet he liked it, right?
He did. He gave it 7 out of 10. Spoiler alert. Sorry about that.
Good
a lot
job.
Of people just listen for Josh's ratings.
That's, well, I who wouldn't? Hit the music, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we begin today with the, as I told you before, Florida held its primary on Tuesday, and the turnout numbers are pretty depressing. And you know what?
Did you go out?
I did not. No, I did not
Neither
go
did
out. There's no excuse.
Primaries.
Regardless of my knowledge that the elections will go only a certain way down where I live.
Right.
I still vote in national elections. I still vote for senator. But I should probably pay more attention to the primaries, and that's probably why the Democrats suck down here, because they have people like me that,
Do you vote in the local elections? I mean, not like dog catch or anything like that, but like councilmen and all that stuff. You see, all politics is local. That's where you got to start.
Primary Tuesday, the turnout numbers are depressing. In Broward County, across on the other side of the state, only about 16.2% of registered voters had cast ballots by Tuesday evening. That's pathetic.
That
means, but I have no, I'm nobody to talk. I can't say a damn thing about it. That means more than 80% of registered voters apparently looked at this ballot and said, somebody else can handle this. Election itself produced plenty of bizarre.
What's that? We just made a deal that we'd just cancel each other's votes out, so no point in going.
So what's the point? The election itself produced plenty of bizarre Florida political storylines, including the race involving former professional poker player and social media personality Dan Bilzerian.
Oh, I would vote for him in a New York second.
Axios actually referred to the whole thing as the Florida man primary.
Yeah, sounds
that
like
may
it.
Be the first time a political election has sounded like a rejected episode of Cops. But there we are, and the guy Donalds won the Republican nomination for governor.
And was there not a victory by a socialist candidate?
In Florida, I don't know. I am not 100%
sure. I just saw a headline
this
morning. I didn't follow the story, but I thought that was wild.
I wish I was more into it. I'm sorry. He did it.
Mike, you'll be into it when you run.
He destroyed me.
Yeah.
He destroyed me.
You're coming back. You're coming
David
back.
Jolly for the Democrats and Byron Donald for the Republicans.
Yeah, David Jolly, who was a Republican, then an independent.
Ironically, he's not a very happy guy.
Not happy enough. No, but a good guy. I've heard him speak, and I like him. Of course I like him. He's a Democrat. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be the gubernatorial election right there, and the guy that won the Republican nomination is from my district down here.
Wow, that's lucky. Does he ever yell at Michael for fishing?
No, good call.
That'd be a good platform, yeah.
Madonna and Taylor Swift are going to war at the MTV VMAs. The nominations for the 2026 MTV Video Music Awards are out, and Madonna, she leads everybody with 11 nominations, while Taylor Swift is right behind her with 9. Ariana Grande and Sabrina Carpenter have 7 apiece. Madonna, being the leading nominee at this point, is remarkable. She has already won 19 moon person trophies. I guess that's what the VMA
trophy is. Yeah, the moon guy with the flag. You know, I know that Madonna had a long video that came out this year, and I watched some of it, but it was more theatrical than musical. I can't imagine why she'd get all those nods, because, I mean, you don't hear about her music. You hear about Taylor all the time.
She is potentially adding another pile of hardware at an age when most people are happy if they can find their reading glasses.
True enough. She looked good. She just looks different. All the time she looks different.
I apparently don't understand music videos anymore, because it says Madonna's is 14 minutes long.
Yes.
Taylor Swift's is 15 minutes long, and Ariana Grande's is 26 minutes long.
Hold it. Let me read about it.
Here it goes.
Here we are. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, that's all there. The awards are September 27th, and fan voting.
Yay!
Is already underway in 13 categories. I bet the fan voting will be more significant than the real voting in the state of Florida.
I voted for the VMAs. I voted for Jolly.
David Jolly.
David Jolly. And Mike, I'm sorry. I wish I'd had this one moment faster, but here you are.
Power 95. Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95.
There he is.
That's the maze.
The maze.
Anyway, as we move along, Bradley Cooper has been spotted in Paris. He is filming the new Ocean's 11 prequel. Guys, too much with Monica Barbaro. She's the co-star. Cooper is also directing the movie.
How can there be a prequel? What is he, like young George Clooney? Or how do they, Mike, does it open up into a larger movie?
I don't know. This is the kind of Hollywood project where you can already imagine.
It is his parents.
How do you mean?
That's who he plays.
Oh, he plays?
He plays Danny Ocean's parents.
Well, both of them?
Well, Margot Robbie is the other one.
I think it would be great if he did one role in drag. He put in Mom and Dad Ocean.
Is Margot Robbie in it?
Yes.
Why didn't they mention her in this story, for Christ's sake? Come on now. This is the kind of Hollywood project where you can already imagine the pitch meeting. Bradley Cooper wants to make an Ocean's 11 movie. Everyone says yes before he even finishes the sentence. I get it.
Well, yeah.
The lack of originality. It's geared
towards Rob. It takes place in 1962 Monaco.
Ah, I will watch
Except
that.
It's during the Grand Prix and you don't like racing.
No, and that's going to ruin our city this weekend, by the way. Not that it matters.
Rob, get out of the house. Go see it. You'd love it. I bet Brad likes it.
I'm sure Brad does like it.
To have Brad take you.
No. If I went, all I would do is I'd sneak into the pits and flatten the tires. Now, that would be funny.
Fun.
That would be fun.
The interesting question is whether audiences actually want another elaborate casino heist movie. I like heist movies in general.
I do too.
And I like casinos, so the answer for me is yes.
Well, the first George Clooney Ocean's 11 is a very agreeable movie. Andy Garcia is great in it. There's a lot of great performances in it.
Fantastic. Casey Affleck, also fantastic in that.
But they all fall apart. Mm-hmm. After that, and the thing is the movie they're basing it on, the original Ocean's 11, is a horrible movie. I mean, it's really kind of fun to watch because of all the stars in it, but it was sloppy.
Frank Sinatra in a little fun piece because they wanted to shoot a movie while they were all working in Vegas at the same time. Now, the thing about the original Ocean's 11, though, the best use of the Bellagio fountains
yes,
that have ever been done in cinema. It was spectacular.
Claire de Lune, right?
Claire de Lune, yeah, mm-hmm. And really, really good stuff. Anyway, so I don't think we need to resurrect it, but it's going to be resurrected because we have nothing to do with it. Mm. We have nothing to say. They don't care. They don't care about us. Let's talk about something near and dear to my heart. We talk about Josh's Orioles a lot, and we mm-hmm. do talk about my Red Sox. Let's move on to the football game, the Giants. They have added, and Josh can speak to this because he's also a football fan. They have added veteran running back Najee Harris, who is coming off an Achilles injury suffered last season. Harris was a former first-round pick of the Steelers and has been one of the NFL's more productive backs when healthy. The Giants are clearly looking for more depth and power in the running game.
I know the name. How long has he played in the league?
Not long. Not okay. long at all.
I think last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then he got all hurt. Right.
But then because it's August and NFL rosters are apparently like hotel lobbies at checkout time, the Giants also traded offensive lineman. He's a former Raven. That's why I brought this story.
Heading down here.
Daniel Falalele. What's his? How do you pronounce that? Daniel Falalele.
Falalele.
You deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
They're coming to Josh's town, Jacksonville, Florida, for a late round 2027 draft pick. Falele had only recent. Do you root for the Ravens? Is it Falele? Is it?
You're asking me how to pronounce something.
I'm sorry. He had only recently signed with New York to reunite with the new head coach John Harbaugh after playing for Harbaugh in the aforementioned Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
His Giants career lasted approximately long enough to learn where the bathrooms were. So that's it. Being cut or traded. That's the way of the world this time of year in the NFL.
Sure.
And if you have a normal job, nobody can trade you to Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. That's just the way that works. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh? How do you like that? Yay.
Artificial intelligence is increasingly being used in healthcare, from analyzing medical information to helping doctors identify potential problems.
Do dentists use it?
I don't know. Could have used it today.
ChatGPT says more Novocaine.
More Novocaine, please. Finally wearing off. One of the big issues now isn't whether AI can help. It's whether doctors and patients can trust the systems and understand how they reach their conclusions. That creates a fascinating problem. If an AI system says, there's something suspicious here, doctors may be able to investigate much faster. But if the AI gets something wrong, who's responsible? Well, isn't that medicine in general, correct?
That's everything. But I will say, I got a notice on my MyChart app that has all my medical reports saying, would you like to tie it into ChatGPT?
It's Josh's medical portal. Did you tie it into ChatGPT?
I would not. That's weird to me. I don't want to do that.
Not in a million years.
That to me is like when people get medical information by doing Google searches and they terrify themselves.
Yeah.
Instead, we all do that, but it's still terrifying when you do it, right?
But now I do it to ChatGPT. I say, hey, I've got pain here. What does that mean?
I know. We've gotten to a point where some people will trust a computer that they met 5 minutes ago more than a doctor who went to medical school for 8 years.
I've spent more time yelling at ChatGPT this week saying, listen, it's okay if you don't know. You don't need to guess and get it wrong. Mm-hmm. Because they will. They'll absolutely guess and they'll say, oh, my bad. And it's like, no, don't. Just let me know you don't know.
Rob's in his cave down in the basement and you hear him all the way down the street going, don't try to please me. finally, today, here is a great South Florida throwback.
Okay.
Local 10. That's, I guess, a local news station somewhere in the great state of Florida.
Sure.
Recently dug up the story of Dawn's Delight. Do you have any memory of Dawn's Delight, Rob Spiewak? You ever hear of that place?
No.
Do they teach you that here?
No, I guess it's a club geared towards gentlemen, but that would just be a context clue.
Well, back in 1986, Dawn's Delight was billed as the only topless diner in Deerfield Beach.
Mm.
All the way back in 86, which we say all the way back for now. It doesn't seem that far to me. Yes, a topless diner. Apparently, you could get breakfast and entertainment at the same table.
Mike, although things were better 40 years ago.
Oh, yes. Although, presumably, the syrup was still kept on the table. The establishment didn't exactly become a South Florida institution. It lasted less than a year and eventually shut down amid legal problems. Oh, those pesky legal problems.
Yeah, they'll get you every time. Every time.
But you got to admire the business model. Would you like your eggs sunny side up, or would you like the waitress to be? Come on. Slogans like that, people. All right. We got to take a little break here, a little brief moment of
pause. I'm still focused on the syrup. That's the grossest thing you've said in 4 weeks.
Well, I didn't say it. I just read it. I mean, that's just the way it happens sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on just a second. I'm going to move this over here and put this down here, and then I'm going to read this here.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Vinted. Are you like me? I bet you are. That's sad, right? Recently, I took a good look at my closet and I realized something. I have clothing in there that I have not worn in years.
Mm-hmm.
You know the ones. Oh, I'll wear that again. No, you won't. Meanwhile, they're taking up space and potentially leaving money just sitting there on a hanger. That's why you need Vinted. We all need Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand marketplace app that makes it easy for regular people like you and me to sell pre-loved clothing and make some extra money. The whole process is ridiculously simple. Listing an item is quick and easy. When something sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. Best of all, there are no seller fees, so you actually keep every dollar you earn. Just ask Josh Soroka. We call him the Baron of Bins.
Yes. Are those your items, Josh?
These are not my items. These are other people's items.
Okay, I thought you were selling that Wonder Woman doll.
Yes, our eyes are all drawn to the same thing. I thought it was, too. What's he using dolls on there for? But Josh does use Vinted for clothes that he sells. Suddenly, cleaning out the closet doesn't feel like a chore. It feels like finding money you forgot you had. Plus, those clothes get a second life instead of sitting there gathering dust, and you get some extra room for something you'll actually wear. So, what's hiding in your closet? Ooh. Download the Vinted app for free and start listening today. Listing, not listening. There are no seller's fees, so you keep everything you earn. And for a limited time, there's free shipping in the United States. Clean out the closet, make some extra money, and give your clothes a second life with Vinted.
Love
Welcome
it.
Back to the show. Whoa, whoa. I am very, very excited because people on Josh's bin diving are trying to scam him.
Well, and what it's doing is it's teaching me that everyone is trying to scam the system.
Yeah.
Because here's what happened. I sell a lot of t-shirts, and I had a Nike t-shirt listed, and the person wrote and asked for measurements, as they do, and they say, great. Because I have one I want to replace.
Now, when you're listing a t-shirt, it doesn't just go by, you can list like XL or medium.
Well, of course Rob. That was what I was going to say. You mean size, not measurements.
No, they're asking for measurements, which
measurements on a t-shirt?
So when you list clothing, you put up the size. But I think because it's pre-owned, people assume things shrink or get stretched out or anything, so they ask for measurements on occasion.
Okay.
So we take a tape measure and measure.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
I've got one.
No, that's not the one I want. Hello? I'm trying to get...
No, is that the one?
No,
that's not that one. Yeah,
that's the one. Finally, the last one. Hello, Mr. Soroka?
Josh, you have a phone call.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara calling from Fort Myers, Florida, Mr. Soroka. Yeah.
Phone call's odd. Normally people email.
I see. I thought I'd call you your special bin diving number here, and I wanted to ask you a question about. I want to ask you a question about your bin diving, about your Nike shirt that you had listed. You had a really nice Nike T-shirt, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was a great T-shirt. Yes.
How big is it in the tits?
Sorry. And remember, if you have questions, just look for Josh's special bin diving phone number.
And you know. When I am pulling these shirts out of the bins.
Yeah, I know. You got those teeth problems.
There we go. Yeah.
I inspect these shirts. I make sure they're not sweat stained and everything.
You stand behind these shirts.
So we listed it. Good picture. Person bought it. It arrived at their house. And then they filed a report that it is in worse condition than advertised. And they've posted another picture of the shirt. And you look at the shirt, and it's clearly a different shirt than we posted. It is the same shirt, but fallen apart.
Hello, Mr. Soroka.
Josh, you have another phone call.
This
is Miguel Rolando Esquire. I have a question for you. Do you sell panties?
Oh, no.
Do you sell panties on your website?
No, but the bras do pretty well.
Are they pre-loved?
Oh, they are.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it wasn't gross. It was funny. Come on now.
But,
Come on, Neil.
Okay, so, you're right, Neil.
So what they did is they took the shirt they already had that was torn up, took a picture of it, and said, this is what I received in the mail.
They're lying. They're liars. Yes.
And I had to report them.
Liar.
And then I realized that everybody does this against big box stores. You'll buy something from Amazon and then just take the broken one, put it in a box, and mail it back and say, it doesn't hurt anyone.
And sometimes when Amazon really just, they'll just refund it and let you keep it because they don't want to deal with a broken product.
Yeah, but I don't.
Can I speak to Josh Soroka, please?
Hold on one second. I'll see if he's available. Josh, are you available to take a phone call?
I really got to take this phone number down.
Hi, how you doing? This is California guy. I got your Oreo bobblehead, and I have to be frank with you. This is not the best bobblehead I've ever purchased.
Well, the good news is I've never mailed a bobblehead.
All righty. I'll talk to you later.
That's California guy checking in.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he didn't reverse the charges.
Yeah. Can I speak to Rob Spiewak, please?
Oh, yeah. Rob, speaking.
Hi, Rob. This is Mike from South Florida.
Hi.
I have a soda pop can that exploded in my refrigerator. Can you help me?
Yeah, absolutely. No. The first step is to probably retire.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, then.
But, Rob, I am sure this scam of trying to trade in the old shirt for the new shirt, you've done it. I guarantee you've bought something and returned something old.
I've done plenty of scam-like behavior. I've never done that, but I will tell you where this person blew it is by telling you they were replacing the same item.
100%.
Because that automatically made you suspicious that, or as the guy says, suspicious, that this was a switcheroo. But I've not ever done that. No, no. Not a bad idea.
Can I speak to Rob Spiewak, please?
Oh, one moment.
Rob?
Yes, it's Rob Spiewak. Hello?
Hi. I'm generic caller here, and I wanted to ask you a question. I heard you advertising like that you get something for free if you blow it.
Yeah.
Now, what do I need to blow?
You're looking at him.
Okay.
Now that
was gross.
That was gross.
That was gross. And also, it carried the implication that it was a video call, and we know it wasn't. That was simply a generic call on the telephone.
He's doing the best he can. I'm throwing these at him, and he's got to respond. You know? So he's at a position of disadvantage there with that. That's the way that works, ladies and gentlemen. So what the hell were we talking about?
Josh being scammed. So how will you fight this in the future?
So I just sent the picture of the original one and the torn up one and said, clearly these are two different products. So
what's your next move?
The Vinted company helped out and straightened it out.
Oh, good people. You know what you could do in the future? How's that?
I want to talk to the guy who sent the T-shirt to Josh. We're not really pleased with what you did.
You run Vinted?
I run Vinted, and we don't cotton to that kind of crap.
What about Nike T-shirts? Do you know about Nike T-shirts?
Listen, you get to keep the T-shirt or you lose the hand. Make the choice.
Nike T-shirts, a nice $18 for me.
Yeah.
Works out well.
So what you do, Josh, is when you mail a product on the tag, put a small black dot with a Sharpie. That way you can identify which is the one you sent. You say, show me a picture of the tag. And you say, that's not it because I have a black dot on the tag.
I would rather say.
It's not a horrible idea.
It's a great idea. It's how they, you know what, when they, I think it was a Dateline thing where they were, what it might have been Victoria's Secret, I don't know. They were talking about restocking underwear that had been returned, which is against the law, and they marked it with dots.
And that's something special. So
the dots they marked it with were from with a pen.
I'm Keith Morrison. So, but where were the dots located?
I think
Were they on the tag on the panty? Were they done that way?
They were.
You think the drugs are affecting me? It's Novocaine. It's a local anesthetic. Could it be coursing through my brain now? I'm not sure.
Whatever it is, I like it.
Oh, that's right, Rob Spiewak's watermark. That's fine. All right, we've got to talk about you at the passport office.
Okey-doke.
So let's move on here, ladies and gentlemen. Did we cover that in great detail?
We're good.
Good luck.
So don't fuck with Josh.
Yeah. We got to straighten it.
Yeah, otherwise
everyone's now against the system.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, otherwise somebody will come to your house, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to talk to you about The Final Voyage.
Oh, my gosh.
One last show, one last cruise. Let's go out. No, well, technically, when we talk like that, you know, the boys are going to do something, right?
Not the Mike O'Mara show.
Okay, one last show, one last
it's
cruise.
It's got to be a morning after.
Let's go out in style. The final episode of the Mike O'Mara Show podcast at sea. We were recorded aboard the Margaritaville at sea. Be a part of the live audience for this historic show. Get your cabin. January 21st until the 25th, we're going to be sailing the ocean blue, sailing out of Tampa, Florida, with a stop in beautiful Cozumel. If you like those, you know, those ruins.
Oh, yeah.
Indigenous ruins they got. Mm-hmm. You can take an excursion temples. When you get to temples. Yeah.
Yeah.
Meet and greets, swag bags, tropical weather. What's not to like in the middle of January? Get more info at www.tmospodcast.com or you can call 800-814-7100 and use the group code 4435. This just added, I believe my daughter Elizabeth and her beau will be making an appearance on the cruise ship.
Fantastic. Yes. We're looking into getting Robert on the ship as well.
Tell them you're with TMOS when you call that number, 800-814-7100. Did I get that right? 814-7100, group code 4435. A little more involved than the last one, but if you want all the fun, you got to do that. Good times, great friends, and nonstop fun.
Book I know this.
Mike, and locked in your price. Yes.
On deck four, there is a gift shop, and next to the gift shop, Josh will be selling T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
He's got. It's more of a. It's really more of a booth than a shop.
They're still giving me a bit of a hard time about the Mike O'Mara pension baskets that we're going to be putting outside all of the elevators on the ship. I don't know why they're being.
They were
about
okay.
It, but they, are.
They were okay when they were just for listeners, but now it's everybody, and that seems a little greedy.
It seems greedy to you. If I don't have your support, how am I going to get the support of the people at Margaritaville
Mike,
Cruise Line?
There's better ways to fleece them. We'll snow them. We'll get them. Don't worry.
Well, I can say to all of you naysayers out there is that you know, before he passed, Jimmy said it was okay.
Wow.
And I'm not talking about Cerrito. I'm talking about Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Yes.
Incidentally, because he does things in a timely fashion, Rob is already preparing for the cruise in January by buttoning up all the details on his passport. And not as difficult as it used to be, correct?
No, as a matter of fact, I was shocked. People should know that if you are sailing on the boat, if you don't have a passport, you're okay. If you have your driver's license and your birth certificate, your real birth certificate, the one that's embossed, you'll be able to get on the boat.
That's You know what I call that? I call that local news information.
But
that is like, thank you for telling something to the listeners in the audience that every... mofo and his mother know that, for
you didn't,
God's sake.
You didn't Google it? You didn't try to find out? It didn't even cross your mind? Do you need a passport?
First of all, I have an updated passport.
Okay, well, so it's a non-issue for you.
But
I didn't.
But I've always known that certain ports of call do not have the same kind of requirements, and a photo ID, like a driver's license, you know. Mm-hmm.
Rob just wanted the new passport with Trump on it.
That is not true, and that is not happening. What the fact is Mike, my birth certificate dates back 55 years. It's a little dog-eared and weathered. I don't want to bring it with me.
Who recorded it also, though?
That's exactly right. So I make an appointment at the post office because I filled out the form online, and I go in, and I have a 15-minute unit of time. And there's a little suspect-looking office right off where you wait in line to mail packages. And the lady comes out that was before me, maybe about my age, blonde lady. She just looks at me as she comes out, and she goes, so I should have suspected what was coming.
Because she just had a tude right from the get-go?
Well, the lady that came out appeared to be the victim of a tude. Because the lady that was doing the passports, let's just call her Julie. Julie liked to do what Julie likes to do. So I come in and she says, you're next? I said, yep. 1245. Here's my, this is actually my confirmation number and printed out appointment. She says, you have to leave the room while I check on that. And so she leaves the room.
Why did she say that to you?
I don't know. She had to go to the list that's actually where you wait in line to mail packages. She says, and your name is what? I said, it's all here on this piece of paper. It's Spiewak, Rob Spiewak. Mike?
Celebrity she most resembled?
Lucy Liu.
Oh, really?
Yeah. An older Lucy Liu.
How older Lucy Liu?
Like if Lucy Liu was maybe 62. So she finally, amazingly, with all the information I prepared, she found me on the list, and I come in, and she says, come in, sit down. And I was like, okay.
So she was very harsh with you? She was curt?
Yeah. And then she says, you will need to pay by check and by another form of payment. The check will go to the U.S. State Department. Your other payment will go to the post office. And she puts the credit card machine right in front of me. And she says, when we need it, this is how you will pay. And I said, okay.
And you said she looked like, can you go through that again? What did she say to you?
She said there would be two means of payment. One goes to the State Department.
No!
And then?
No, and then!
No. And so she goes through, and I said, I have all the paperwork I need right here. I brought my Social Security.
No, and then! No, and then!
I brought my driver's license. I brought my old passport. I brought my original birth certificate. And she says, you have your other old passport? I said, yeah. And I gave it to her, and it's old. I got it in New York in 2001, before 9/11. That's how long old this passport
is. So it's been out of date for a long time.
Long time. And she opens it up, and I had already given her my driver's license to prove that I was, you know, there for the appointment. She says, no, this is all you need. If you have the old passport, even if it's out of date, and the driver's license, that's all she needs. So she starts going through the documents, and she says, S-P-E-W-A-K. Stjak? I said, no. Spiewak. It's just like it looks. Oh, Skakmak? No, Spiewak. It's S-P-E-W-A-K. Okay. And she proceeds through it and asks about my mom's maiden name and a lot of questions that don't matter.
So has she gone from being curt to incompetent?
Maybe. But
they go hand in hand quite often.
Well, she sways towards rude because she opens up my passport from 20 years
ago. She's laughing.
And she says, that's you? And I said, yes, it's me. It's a long time ago. I had hair. But yeah, that is me.
Was that your ponytail era?
No, it was a flat top era.
Oh, wow. When you're a baby.
Yeah. And she says, it don't look like you. I said, it's me.
Did she really say it like that?
Mike, I'm giving her the benefit.
Did she say that like, I mean, really, you're being a little racist here, aren't you? I mean, if she said it like it's a
If I gave you the accurate way she conveyed that notion, I would be canceled. That's all I'm going to say.
That's a good
answer. Says, stay in the chair. I said, great. And she goes through all this stuff. She said, can't believe that's you. I said, it truly is.
So she's being kind of funny.
Yeah. And then she says, you paid for picture, right? I said, yeah. So I didn't want, you know, the picture, they're very specific. It has to be a certain size and a background. So I said, I'll pay the $15.
By that all for many, many years. I would bring the passport with the one they want, the teeny one, and then I bring an 8x10.
Yeah, and you sign it.
And I'd sign it for them. Yeah. And same thing, bon voyage, every single time I was using it for travel.
I wrote, thank you, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But and I sat down in the chair. She says, bad posture. I said, what? He said,
oh, she's got that right with you.
Yeah, she is. But I mean, when I show you the picture, you're going to see how little it matters. She says, your shoulders are too low on this side. Right. So really, she says, I'm doing this. She says, no, too much. Correct. This way. She said, good. Don't move.
Well,
now your head.
You straight in the camera, like frame.
And then she says, and your head is wrong. I said, how do you mean? She says, I need to see both your ears. And I said, okay. She said, look at my finger. Don't move your shoulders. Don't move your shoulders. And then she takes the picture and she says, I don't like that one. Let's do it again. And she takes it again.
But they're for some reason, they are quirky in the passport office,
yeah,
right?
And they are very, I mean, you really have to like sign an oath and everything because it's a big deal. Do you swear and all this? So this is the picture. She was so important to her to get my shoulders straight. This is the picture I was given.
Hold on, pull that down. Let me make it bigger.
Thank you, Josh. But it was against a white background, and Mike, you can't see my shoulders at all. I'm just a floating Wizard of Oz-like head.
I think that's a great picture.
It's very nice, but I mean,
I think it's a really sweet picture of you. You've got a really nice face that I think, and you know, for people that always give me shite about giving you shite,
sure.
I think when I look at that picture, I'm looking at the person that I know. I'm looking at the sweetness and the kindness.
You couldn't
and the
say anything nicer.
Of the person I know. And I'm not saying that because I'm retiring. I'm saying that because that picture really kind of sums up you. And you're not doing shtick. You don't have your fucking mouth open.
But
that is a good picture
of
you.
But my shoulders are gone. They're just not there. So that's where we're at.
I think they
They cropped it in a great way for us to use for the obituary later.
That's perfect. And here's the original picture. I can actually keep it in my eye like that. But so, yeah, my passport should be along in a few weeks. And Mike, because I'm a Rockefeller big spender, I also got the card. The card I can carry in my wallet.
Oh, you mean the passport card?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is that as good as a passport?
It doesn't work for international travel, yeah. But it does work for national travel. So
why do you need a passport for national travel?
No, it will replace like a driver's license or something like that.
No, because you need a driver's license to drive your car.
No, but it would replace a driver's license if you're going through a line at an airport. Okay. And it also serves as proof, as it's the same as having your birth certificate. It's a legal document recognized.
So it's another proof of ID.
Yeah, exactly. I guess they are quirky in the office of passportage, but they did the whole thing in 12 minutes. I got in and out.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you, and I love that picture. I think that's fantastic.
Mike, I have this extra prep, so I'll mail it to you.
I appreciate that. Well, now it's taken care of. You don't have to bother getting me that temperature, that thermometer crap. You know,
oh, it's going to be in the box with the thermometer.
Oh, that's disgusting. We got to step out. We're coming back with more fun. We got some beautiful video to wrap things up here. But first, I want to tell you about DermGlow. Are you a tired, fat guy suffering with confusion? Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I've got a solution for you. It's easy. You don't have to guess what's going on. You can take the free wellness quiz at DermGlowSkin.com. Click the weight management and peptide button, and in just a couple of minutes, you will receive personalized wellness recommendations based on your goals, whether you're interested in medically guided weight management, peptide therapies, hormone optimization, better sleep, healthier skin, more energy. It just goes on and on. There are personalized options designed to help you feel your best. Everything is done from the comfort of your home through licensed medical providers with products shipped directly to your door. You might even be able to use your HSA or FSA funds, and flexible payment options including Klarna make getting started easier than ever. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight management and peptides button, take the free wellness quiz, and take the first step toward feeling like yourself again. Ditch the fatigue, weight gain, brain fog, low energy, poor sleep. Get started right now at DermGlowSkin.com. DermGlow, buddy. Now, before you play your thing, hold on a second.
Okay.
I believe we have a picture of the original photo of Rob Spiewak's passport. There it is. There it is. I am proud. Way to go, Mr. Soroka.
Very good.
That's what I call fleet of foot. All right, you can hit your thing.
Yeah, I got the bad posture. It's just the way things
are. Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Mike, agreeing or disagreeing?
No,
I haven't said what yet.
Sorry.
When you go to a restaurant, you first eat with your eyes.
Of course.
You have to like what you see.
Yes.
Now, remember when we used to vacation in Sepulpa, Oklahoma?
Oh, what a great place. Yeah. What a great place. If you like bluegills, let me tell you, man.
It's the place.
Yeah, it's the best.
They've got a place there called Steak and Eggs. And you know what they serve a lot of?
Steak?
And eggs.
Okay.
It's primarily a breakfast place, but they also do meals. Tell me if you are bothered by the same thing that bothered me when you watched this video, because they've got a lot of videos on Instagram.
I want to see, because we had one next to American University when I was a college student. I want to look at this.
Okay.
Hello, folks. Tonight at Steak and Eggs, our special is surf and turf. 10-ounce New York strip.
Look at his right hand.
The way you want. 3 jumbo shrimp with the potatoes, veggie and bread.
Oh,
$18.99. And for additional $2.99, you can make your baked potato loaded with onions, bacon, and cheese.
No.
And please don't miss it.
I don't want the Civil War injury.
I know, and you would think that's maybe a one-off. You don't think there would be in all of them, because you know what you do is you want to make a good impression. You want people to come to your restaurant.
Of course.
Hello,
you do.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah. Hi.
Welcome to Steak and Eggs. Tonight, our special is 2-piece of hand-breaded pork chop for the potatoes, veggie, and a bread. Only for $14.99. And for additional $2, you can have a side of salad and have a complete meal.
Pinky amputated. Come and see us, please.
I don't know, but
that's,
you know,
a bad hand injury right there, right?
I swear, if you made me smell that Ace bandage.
Yeah. And don't advertise hand breaded.
I'm not into that. That's true, hand breaded. Yeah, breaded hand.
Hand breaded, I forgot that completely.
Chelsea Handler still sticks her head in and out of things every now and then, and I think she's funny.
Mm-hmm.
This is her giving some life lessons to some students, but they're maybe a little younger than they should be for Chelsea.
Want to get married when you get older?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
You're already engaged?
Yeah.
Who is the lucky man?
My cousin who lives in Vancouver.
Okay, but it's your cousin, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to find out later that it's not that easy to marry your cousin. And even if he is Canadian, things like that don't happen in the United States. So that's something you're going to want to bring up to your parents as soon as you get home today. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. What about you?
Sometimes you don't get married if you have too much work to do.
I'm glad you brought that up because I'm not married. And how old do you all think that I am?
20.
That's right.
That's an oldie but goodie. That's been around for a long time. Very, very funny.
Do you think if you went on a date with Chelsea Handler, though, do you think you'd like to go to a restaurant?
Chicken eggs. Tonight's special is chicken cob salad.
Chicken cob salad.
Spinach. Grilled fried chicken.
That's
bacon
awesome.
Bits. Tomatoes. Boiled eggs. And cheese. And your choice of dressing.
And the
ham. Only for $12.99.
Okay.
Oh, he points with it this time.
Yeah, it's just upsetting,
so
isn't
gross.
It?
That's nasty.
Mike, you know, we had talking dogs this week. We had huskies that were howling
the
for
greatest.
Their meal.
One of the greatest dog videos I've seen on this show.
My mom actually sent that to me, so I thank her for that.
Thank you, Sharon. Good job.
This comes from Josh Sroka back in the comedy workshop.
Well, this came from Kelly, who then I passed over.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
This is a golden retriever, Mike, that does impressions of another animal that they live with.
This isn't your baby. This is our baby.
A cow.
Keeps its mouth closed.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. What a sweet boy, mooing. But you know what? It makes me think of what's going to happen to that cow.
Hey, buddy, welcome to Steak and Eggs. Our special this evening is ribeye steak.
Oh, come on! It's like centered in the picture.
Mike, the ribeye steak comes with a cabbage roll.
And bread.
God
only,
damn.
You guessed it, $22.99.
Yeah, and right.
$2.99. You could have a load of potatoes.
Oh, God, that's
cheese,
awesome.
Bacon and onion.
Oh, my
and please
God.
Join us and enjoy this meal.
Yeah, join us. I will not be chopping vegetables anymore, but it is great, great to see you.
Wow, that's
and,
awesome.
Like, let's close with this. This is for people that wear makeup. This is a great lipstick hack. I know we have lady listeners, and we probably have some men out there that enjoy, you know, glowing themselves up.
Yep.
Pay attention. This lady knows what she's doing.
I know that if you take your top lip and your bottom lip and you press them together like this, you'll finally learn how to shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
It's valuable news. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. That's all we have for you today. We've got a fabulous bonus show we're taping right after this. If you want to join us for that, and you're a subscriber, you're more than welcome. If you're not, you are what we like to call in the industry S-O-L. Do the work on the acronym yourself, all right? That's your job for the next show.
You know what anyway, goes good with steak, Mike? Cabbage roll.
Yeah. Anyway, I just have to find out what the injury was. We'll be back with another one, and thank you all. And tomorrow on the show, we got the Josh Sroka, Rob Spiewak experience.
Yes.
That's the name they picked, and I'm standing by it. We are going to take our leave. We'll be back shortly. God bless each and every one of you real good. We'll see you next time. For Josh Sroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, chip a tooth, everybody. Bye-bye.
Love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
You lost again.
Cotton nail bath tissue.